Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stewart. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbent fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. Ribbent moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ribbent moves to third. Luplow moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Ribbent scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Luplow moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Hundley to Kessinger and they have Grote trapped. The throw over to Vacabella, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Vacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Vacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0-for-1 in the game. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Stewart moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0-for-2 in the game. Fall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Don Lee now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Luplow scores. Boyer scores. Jones moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Billy Heft now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Cranepool moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Calhoun's now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Jones scores. Lewis moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 8-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bacabella moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bacabella scores. It's 8-2, Mets. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.